If you're making a feature film about a major historical figure, most people would think big. Director Ava DuVernay wanted a different approach for her portrayal of Martin Luther King in Selma. She turned to the gifted cinematographer Bradford Young, who's renowned for his use of natural light, to provide an intimate perspective on epic events. Bradford Young joined me at NPR West earlier this week. He said that in addition to creating a new way of looking at Dr. King, he and Ava DuVernay also struggled with how to portray the horrific violence that defines the story, like the bombing of an Alabama church that killed four young black girls.
See, she parts in the middle, and then...
You have to be very delicate, because as much as film has the ability to raise humanity, it also has the ability to put us down. And so with something like the four little girls bombing, Ava really wanted to sort of map violence against the black body during that period. And so what we ended up doing was that we tried to use speed as a way of giving us a different rendition of the moment, so that it is violent, but at the same time, it is visual. You know, these little girls were beautiful, but what was happening to them was not beautiful. And I think we had to sort of straddle that dichotomy of making pretty pictures, but also reminding us that those moments in time were extremely, extremely violent and grotesque.
There's a moment when a protester is taken down and visually you go down with them.
Right, right, right. With that particular instance, we literally strapped a camera to Oprah Winfrey's body and we threw her to the ground because we didn't want you to be able to let go. We didn't want you to be able to walk away or turn your head away. We wanted to indict the audience. We wanted the audience to know that we all in some way somehow have contributed to the social atmosphere. And so I think oftentimes, you know, with violence in movies, it's easy for us to turn our head because we found a way to make them entertaining. But we didn't want them to be entertaining. We wanted them to be teaching tools, you know. We wanted them to be sort of the groundwork for us to feel something so that we don't repeat what was happening in the film.
So let's play a clip. I'd like to have you, like, talk through a scene here. Mm. So this is where Martin Luther King is being interviewed just before the march. This is outside. It looks like it's that kind of natural lighting. Mm-hmm. And the camera is sort of at face level and sort of shaky.
Dr. King, morning, doctor. Can we get a statement, please?
While rageful violence continues toward the unarmed people of Selma, while they are assaulted with tear gas and batons like an enemy in a war,
the scene starts with an angle behind Dr. King's head, which is actually an angle that we use quite a bit in the film, and then he sort of turns towards the camera, and the filmmaking process of the camera following subject actually turns into an active participant in this sort of interviewing process. And so those angles were chosen because we, again, wanted the camera to be an active participant in the moment. You know, we wanted the camera to be a history maker. So literally it was just about never retreating, always staying dangerously close to Martin Luther King. And I think it's a perspective on King that most of us who sort of eulogize him in a very particular way would want to have, which is to be in his face, to be there with him, to hear his words, to feel the breath, his breath on your neck, you know, to see the sort of his soul in his eyes. And so film allows us to be just that much closer. And that's really why we stayed so tight with him. That's the reason why we walked with him and we rode in the car with him, because we just wanted to be with this man that we really believed and trusted in, who was complicated and very interesting.
You know, I feel like I could just, like, talk about film with you for hours and geek out on stuff. I feel like we have to talk about race in 2015. Do we have to talk about race?
Of course.
It's a noteworthy thing still in 2015 that you're an African-American man doing what you do. And obviously, the issue of diversity in Hollywood is something that's getting a lot of attention right now. I mean, as someone who has been in the trenches, what are your thoughts about how Hollywood gets to where it needs to be?
It's an interesting time. It's a bittersweet time, because when I step on a set and I don't see myself, there's something that I have to contend with that I feel like other folks don't have to contend with. And so I'm just hoping that in the 21st century, especially for black folk, with our presence in literature, with our presence in art, with our presence in music, that in film culture we would begin to see ourselves. Our stories are important, you know. For us, a movie about slavery isn't just a movie about slavery. It isn't just a movie. It's about our healing process. It's about facing something in our own history that we feel the effects of today. And so I think if you're cutting image makers of color out of the process, then I think you're missing a key experience in the American experience. And so how can we call ourselves fully realized, fully cultured Americans if we don't know where our next door neighbor comes from? In the film community, I think we are part of the broad conversation around race in America. And I think if you put a microscope on the film industry, we have a long, long way to go.
That's Bradford Young. He's a cinematographer for Selma and A Most Violent Year. He was with me here in the studios at NPR West. Bradford, thanks very much. Real pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, it's an honor. It's an honor.